It's time for Eco Talk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
But the ostrich is on the endangered list because the truth is catching up, and the Supreme Court is even beginning to acknowledge that. Yesterday, the High Court ruled in favor of the planet and its people by ordering the federal government to revisit its obligation to regulate carbon dioxide emissions from cars. That, of course, a big slap in the face to the Bush administration's stance on combating climate change or not. We'll get reaction from Frank O'Donnell at Clean Air Watch, as well as the National Wildlife Federation's Director of Global Warming Programs. And Time Magazine has the hot topic on this week's cover, but it is listing ethanol as a key ingredient, a key component of the solution. We'll find out why Lester Brown of the Earth Policy Institute does not agree, and also the president of the Greenest School in America on the ABCs of what makes a sustainable school inside and out. First, I want to welcome our friend Frank O'Donnell back to the program with some reaction to the good news, a victory for the planet and its people with a Supreme Court 5-4 decision. And as is often the case, Justice Anthony Kennedy provided the swing vote. Frank, what were the dissenters' nay votes based on?
Well, I think the dissenters' nay votes were based on party loyalty to President Bush, by and large. The three of the four were Bush appointees, and they simply threw up obfuscation in terms of their dissent, said that there was no real reason to think that this is a big problem, et cetera, et cetera, and that the administration was well within its rights to ignore it. And you are right. And I believe, Betsy, by the way, you predicted from the get-go that Justice Kennedy would be the swing vote. So congratulations to you for calling it. Luckily, he swung in the right direction here. And it is indeed a big victory for planet Earth. Now the Supreme Court has gone on record as saying global warming is indeed not only a problem, but it is something that can be dealt with even under current law. And the onus is now on the Bush administration to do something about it. And there's this is a tremendous, tremendous victory for the state of California and for the 13 or so other states that have adopted California's standards for greenhouse gas emissions for motor vehicles.
Because if California has the right to limit greenhouse gas emissions,
absolutely,
as well, it should in its own state.
The key question all along was, is carbon dioxide a pollutant under the Clean Air Act? And the Bush administration said no, and it was getting ready, we think, to stiff California, which has set these standards for greenhouse gas emissions, but does require EPA approval before they can legally take effect with the 2009 model year cars. I don't see how the EPA can possibly deny California's request at this point, unless it's just rank politics and loyalty to car companies, because the court basically said, yes, this is a pollutant, and yes, there's legal authority under the law to do it. That's what California has done, and all these other states have embraced California standards as a way to go because the Bush administration has been so recalcitrant. So this is a tremendous victory. You've got statements out both from Governor Schwarzenegger and from Jerry Brown pointing this out, and it's and I'm not sure they always agree on everything, but on this point they do agree, and they're both correct.
Okay, so has there been any industry reaction yet?
Well, the car companies have carved out before Congress a very interesting approach, where they're no longer saying, "Oh, don't blame us for everything." Now they say, we need to look at this in a measured way and deal with the entire economy when it comes to global warming. Now, that there's some partial truth to that. We cannot deal just with the car companies, but really it's an evasive maneuver by the car companies to try to stall and put the blame on someone else. And they reiterated that in their reaction to it, and they're hoping, I guess, that Congress will somehow come to their defense. Conversely, I think this decision points out that we do need Congress to take a very affirmative step and move forward on global warming, because I'm afraid to say I think the Bush administration will continue to drag its feet. It will probably try to stiff California, even though legally it doesn't have a leg to stand on, and will just drag this misery out for the rest of the administration. And so Congress is going to have to step up and say, no, you can't do that. you have the authority now, you haven't used it, so we're going to have to make you use it by, you know, writing requirements specifically into the law, reduction requirements. Right now, it's simply the court simply said EPA has authority to do something. It doesn't say what they have to do.
Exactly. So even though this may mean that California and other states can take this ruling and run with it, just because the Supreme Court has decided that the EPA can regulate emissions, does that mean they actually will or have to at the federal level?
That's right. And I'm afraid they'll probably drag their feet and do nothing and may well even try to reject California even in the face of this decision. We'll see. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot of pressure now on the administration to do it because they don't really have a legal leg to stand on.
Okay. And what does this mean for other states? You said California is in the lead, but are there other states right behind that are really likely to follow in the Golden State's footsteps using all these foot and leg analogies, metaphors?
In fact, 13 other states on both coasts have already either fully adopted California standards or are on the verge of doing it. And these include states like Washington and Oregon, Arizona, New Mexico, a lot of New England states, and even my home state of Maryland recently passed a law in the state legislature that we expect the governor to sign this week, adopting the California greenhouse gas standards for motor vehicles. So this is terrific news.
And there was also some more good news coming out of the Supreme Court for the environment, which means for all of us. And that's about the Environmental Defense versus Duke Energy having to put scrubbers in?
Yes. The case here is that the Clinton administration brought cases against a lot of power plants, dirty coal-burning power plants, for violating the Clean Air Act, for increasing their pollution without using modern pollution controls. One of the companies that was sued was Duke, which now includes the old Synergy company, so it includes a massive number of power plants both in the Southeast and the Midwest, a huge source of pollution in this country. And Duke went to court and said, well, the Clinton administration was wrong. Really, we didn't increase our emissions if you define increase the way we do, and their definition was not the amount of pollution you put out over the course of a year, but the rate you put out each hour. Under their approach, power companies could actually increase their pollution over the course of a year, but still get off on a technicality, if you will. And they actually persuaded one federal appeals court to side with them. And thank heaven for Environmental Defense and my friends there who appealed this case to the Supreme Court when the Bush administration tried to sweep it under the rug. They appealed it. The Supreme Court took the case. They had the argument. And unanimously, the Supreme Court threw out that lower court decision and said, no, this is ridiculous. This is an increase in pollution. So this is a huge victory for the environment. We are concerned the Bush administration is going to try to muddy the waters. It's actually trying to rewrite these rules, even as we speak, to adopt the very decision that the Supreme Court rejected. So we're going to keep our eye on the ball here, but this is definitely a tremendous victory also.
And hasn't the CEO of Duke Energy taken a greener turn of late?
The CEO, I forget if he's the CEO or the chairman, but Anderson is one of the executives. Jim Rogers, who used to be with Synergy, is another one, and he has done some positive talk, joined with some of our friends, like with NRDC and this group called the Climate Action Plan, and talking about global warming.
Asking for caps on emissions.
But at the same time, they have tried to continue to have the right to increase pollution at their coal-burning power plants. So they've kind of got a double standard here. You got to be a little careful when you start looking at what they do as opposed to what they say.
Hmm. Okay, so are we in line for a greener Supreme Court, or do you think this was just a fluke?
I think we didn't know what to expect, and I think many of us did not expect this to be a terribly green Supreme Court. But for the moment, this Supreme Court is indeed green, even if it's by a 5-4 margin on the biggest case that was pending before, the global warming case, Massachusetts versus EPA. I think they take them as they come, one after another. But for the moment, we ought to feel not only amazed that it took the Supreme Court to tell the Bush administration get right on this issue, But thankful that they did so.
And they must be reading the newspapers and listening to radio programs, if not EcoTalk, just like the rest of us, right? I mean, they live on this planet,
you know,
after all.
I think you remember that when they agreed to take the case, I suggested all those months ago that they must have been listening to EcoTalk in the first place, because we didn't even think they would take the case back then, much less rule the way they did. So I got a feeling they must be dedicated listeners.
Clearly, they hear us saying, green the red and blue states one show at a time. Thanks so much, Frank O'Donnell, for your comments. President of Clean Air Watch, finally some good news to report. We'll be back right after these messages with more reaction on this historic Supreme Court ruling.